And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. We start in Germany now, where a counter-jihad activist who survived an Islamist knife attack has been convicted of incitement to hatred and fined money, not for anything related to the attack, but for criticizing Islam at a rally years earlier. The man's case perfectly illustrates modern Germany's priorities. Silence the critics! Oh, well, the critics have to dodge knives. And to Sweden we go. After making it illegal to arrest or prosecute anyone under the age of 15, they've created a booming new market: child assassins. Gang recruiters now advertise hits on TikTok and Snapchat with cheerful titles like "Bombing Today," while 14-year-olds receive detailed instructions via text. You know, nothing says progressive criminal justice reform like exploiting society's most vulnerable. And Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has an interesting theory about the election results. Americans just weren't ready for his brand of positivity and inclusion. Yeah, I don't think that was it, Tim. To Virginia now, where a pastor's 40-year career as a realtor hangs by a thread because he shared a Franklin Graham post and Bible verses in 2015. And his attorney argues that it could be just the beginning. Back to Germany now, where a 20-year-old American woman is facing 10 years in a German prison for defending herself against sexual assault at a train station. Her crime? Successfully stopping her attacker, who later died from his wounds. Meanwhile, 9 migrants who gang-raped a German girl received suspended sentences. Fairfax County Public Schools insist Christians should just stop using pronouns altogether if they don't like the brand new gender rules. And the school board chair, who took his oath on a copy of Gender Queer instead of a Bible, seemed particularly dedicated to this new orthodoxy. YouTube is trying to put the AI genie back in the bottle, announcing they'll demonetize videos teaching people how to create AI pornography. Though apparently hosting such content still meets community guidelines. Considering some of the tutorials have racked up millions of views, they're not just late to the party, they've barely even shown up. A landmark lawsuit targets Americans' most prominent youth gender medical practitioner, Dr. Joanna Olson Kennedy, who allegedly fast-tracked a sexual abuse survivor through hormones and surgery starting at age 12. The same doctor recently buried a $10 million taxpayer-funded study when it failed to show puberty blockers improved mental health. In her explanation, "I do not want our work to be weaponized," apparently by the truth. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And also, don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.